Shalom, everybody. Gmach Simatova. So just that light's a bit of a problem. There's not much I can do about it. I hope it's not disturbing you terribly much. No, there's just that light on the top of my shoulder, and I can't really do anything about it. So we're just going to have to live with it. Maybe move a bit this way.
No problem.
Try and minimize it a little bit. Okay, that's a bit better. Fine. How are you, Shlomo? Everything okay?
Baruch Hashem. Mark
Simatova. Who else is out there? Jonathan and Ellie. Oh, and Ellie, we spoke to already this morning. So, fine. I don't remember where we got to. I think we're at the beginning of Perek Shlishi, right?
I think so,
that's where we got up to. I don't remember too well. Okay, hopefully we'll have decent reception here. I've tried to do something to change the reception, so hopefully we managed to get through the VOD. Last time we didn't have an easy time. Hope that the quality is okay now. Fine. So we went through the seven things that a person would have to have in order for you to place full trust in him. We'll see now. We're going to look at it from Hashem's perspective. But let's start Perek Gimel and we'll see how we get back into those seven conditions. There's a lot of work to be done here. I'm just telling you now, this is not... But it's not you just read it and it's there. Yeah, the work starts. Everything up to now has been very theoretical, very nice, looking at different aspects, defining terms. Perek Gimel Dalet, that's where the work of Betochen really begins, and you'll see he says it straight away. It says like this at the beginning of Perek. I think this is where we're holding. I didn't make a mark. I don't know why not. And it's been a long time. A lot's happened since we met last. So I know we haven't done this, so this is for sure what we have to do. So it says like this, there's Chamesh Hagdomas Hem, Shimadim Meivin Oisem Al Bruyon. The Chobos Olvav was telling you this, there's five Hagdomas, yeah? And if you understand them...
When was the last time you gave a shir, Rabbi?
Oh, you must be joking. I don't remember what I did 20 minutes ago. I don't know. Jonathan, do you remember?
Last week there was a shir, and there was definitely a shir, I think, the week before as well.
The last two weeks.
For the last 3 weeks, there's been a shear.
I don't even missing. It's like a week ago. It feels like 10 years ago. There's just so much happened.
Okay.
The last 48 hours have been quite intense. Anyway, okay. So it says like this. With the Perek Gimel, that's where we're at. Chamesh Hagdomazim. So it says like this. Very important to hear what he's saying. Shema Adam Meivin Oisal Bruryon. If you understand this properly, and you have imun in them, you trust them, you believe in what's being said, yeah, be'emes, as bitchoine be'elokim hu sholem, then your betochen will be sholem. So, obviously, the ideal we'd like to get to is where our betochen in Hashem is sholem. That's where we're all holding, we're trying to get to. Now, we're nowhere near there, but he's telling what the requirements are. That means if you want to know how to get your betochen sholem, this is the place to start working. Is to get these five hagdomas clear to each person, to his ability, what we can take away from here. As you start working through them, you'll see your betochen will change. You will start seeing things in a different light. To get to betochen sholem tov, that's a lifetime's work. That's not something we'll be disappointed if we don't get there this week. But he's telling you, yeah, that if you do get these five hagdomas clear, then your betochen is sholem. That's a guarantee. That's a promise from the Chovas HaLevavos. We have to see what that means. What does it mean, Bruryon? What does it mean, Ma'amin Be'emes? Be'emes. I mean, you have to be honest with yourself. Are you really holding or not? We'll have to see what that means. And what does it mean, Betochen Shalom? Okay. But this is where the work starts. So now, the Hagdama Rishona, which we're going to spend a bit of time on, Hu Shiyamina Adam Ji Boruloi. You believe this, you have complete imune in this, and it's clear to you. The seven tnoim we mentioned in Perek Beis, the seven tnoim that a person would have to have in order for you to have betochen in them, you have to have imune and you have to have clarity that those seven tnoim, those seven things, are found at Hashem. That's Hagdama number one. The seven aspects that we spoke about, that makes up Hagdama number one. The person you want to trust, if he has these seven qualities, so then that person you can trust him. We mentioned these already in the second perek, the perek before. And I brought proofs on the psukim that were available to me. These are found, all these seven qualities are found by Hashem. And I goes through them again. You'll see he changes the order. Some of them are slightly different. There's work to be done here. I don't know how much time we're going to spend on that because I don't know how much it'll add to our avoidance habitochen. But look out for them. Look out for the subtle shifts here. It's not exactly the way he did it in Perek Beis. Otherwise, he could have just said, Ein Sham. When I first heard this, I was thinking, this is a Sham. He tells you, the Christ can't eat tonight, many of a Perek HaKoyde. I've already mentioned them, so why are you mentioning them again then? You'll see there's slight little differences. When we're talking there, we're talking about Adam. We're looking at it from our perspective. Can we trust this person? And now we're analyzing, does Hashem have these seven qualities? You'll see there's slight shifts there, and the Mefoshim talk about that. Okay, so now we go through the seven Tanaim again. Shabbos Baruch Merachem Ala Adam Yosem Bikol Merachem. Hashem has mercy on us more than anyone's got any mercy on you. And if anybody does have mercy, it's only because he's getting that because Hashem gave him that mercy. Any mercy that you'll see in somebody else, it means you will. You'll find, wow, you know, my mother's marachim on me. Wow, you know, she'll do anything. She'll give up her life for me. My father, my best friend, whatever it is, your spouse, whatever. You know why that doesn't help you? Because that rachamim that they have, they get that from Hashem. The source of their rachamim is in Hashem. Person doesn't have rachamim unless Hashem gave him that rachamim. That's what he's saying here. And v'chem l'shiyesh l'mishu ala adam, he miharachamim v'chem l'shenosen akel b'libo. That's because Hashem gave it into his heart. So even when you're trusting the rachamim of someone who loves you and is very close to you, really your trust is in Hashem because Hashem can take the rachamim away from that person in 1 second and then he won't be there for you. Hashem's giving you the rachamim. So that's the first snare. That Hashem is marachem more than anybody, and anybody who has rachamim from you, it's only because he's getting that from Hashem. So that's before you even get started. You have to understand that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is marachem us more than we can even begin to understand. His rachamim is infinite. We have rachamim, but it's got limitations. Hashem's rachamim is infinite. When he's marachem, it goes the whole 9 yards. When a person's in a matzah, you have to remember, this is Hashem, kulu rachamim. Atnai Hasheni, shenonela mi'aboyis baruch ezi dvorim haim leto'eles ha'adam. There's nothing that Hashem doesn't know what's good for you. There's nothing hidden from him. There's nothing he doesn't understand. He knows bidyuk, bidyuk, bidyuk what's good for us. The seichel, the logic, obligates such an idea. Because we are one of the things that Hashem made, nachon? Who knows better the thing that's been made than the person who made it? Who understands the inner workings of your car better than the guy that made your car? You know, if you want to know what's going on in your car, you find up the factory, wherever it is in China or whatever, and they get all the designers and all the people that made it, they understand it better than anybody because they made the thing. So they understand exactly where everything is and why it's there. Ech letaken ve'ech lekalkeles adova. And they'll be able to tell you, how do you fix this? How do you break it? You know, don't put in too much delic, don't put in water, put in oil, put in this kind of oil, not that kind of oil. Am your dim bidyuk. What causes sicknesses? What's the healing for that sickness? Kol Boch knows that all. He made us, so he knows exactly how we put together and he understands everything.
Uma ima dova kach lagabe dova shenasi lede bnei adam.
There, we're talking about a car, we're talking about anything that's made by a person, for sure he understands exactly what goes on there. We're talking about a person, though. Asher einu mechadshim al yedei maaseim rak es hatzura hazmanit shel hadavar. Va'alein lehem shum himtso v'lo yecholet lebro es hachoyme v'es hatzura atzmi shel hadavar. Okay, so it's very important what he's saying here. When we create, we don't create yesh miayin. We're not borrow. We're not boire. There's a few words for creating. There's borrow, yotza, osa. Borrow is you create yesh miayin. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be boire. We can't be boire. Pashtus, we'll see. We are boire. We boire lomas, but we'll see. Okay, that's not our subject now. We learn Chol Savov. It's not Nefesh HaChayim. Even somebody who knows and understands what he's made very well, understands what's good for the thing, what's bad for it, what can make it work better, what can destroy it, what can mess it up, what the tikkun for a problem in it is. But he's just formed, taking things that already exist, and he's bung them together, and he's created a certain thing which is temporary. It's not a permanent thing. He just took what exists, let's say a building. He took wood and he made a wood log cabin. So he didn't create the wood yesh miayin. Now that wood changes. Wood is money. The wood rots. It gets bad, whatever. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu, aval ein lehem shum himtso. He's not doing anything. He's not inventing. He's not creating anything new. But look at the words there. V'lo yecholes livro es hachoyme ves hatzura va'atzmi shel hadavar. He can't create the chomer. He doesn't create the raw materials. And he can't create the tzura, the form, the shape of the dover. Because he's limited to what he has here. So he takes what he has and he builds and he makes things from what he has. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im kain mikol shekain shebois baruch ha-sheboris choymer adam. Hashem didn't just make us. He made all the raw materials. Es tzurosa ve'es mivneu. Kodesh Baruch Hu created all the raw materials, the shape, the planning, the entire structure, the building. You go in Shara Bechina, the parak before this, he describes the unbelievable genius that goes into the shape and the construction of a human being. Just the pure physical construct of a human being is mind-boggling. The way we all put together.
How's the drive? You've just broken up. Hello?
All there's a call. What's going on here? That's all the yesh miayin.
You came back.
From scratch. No, I'm back. I just know there was a message. I thought it was Zoom telling me that someone was trying to connect, but it wasn't. It was something else. It's the Koshu, sorry.
Okay, good.
Allah has come over, come. Huh?
I think so. Carry on. I just said great, fantastic.
Beseder. You're full of compliments. You always give compliments. Okay. Allah has come over, come. Shu bli sofik ha'chochem yadei ezet varim oilim lodom. So for sure. Even more than the guy who made your car, who made your fridge, or your washing machine, or whatever, who knows biduk what every screw is there, he understands everything. But how much more so, Kodesh Baruch Hu, who made the materials, everything. There's not he made the molecules, the cell, the proteins, the subatomic particles that make up what a human being is. He created that all yesh miayin. So how much more so, bli sofik hachochem yadei ezet dvarim oilim lodom? For sure, he knows what's good for us. He knows what's not good for us. Never found just the physical, the meat, but the whole structure, the whole spiritual structure of a human being, our brains, our thought processes, our emotions, our feelings, all the spiritual aspects. Things for Olam Hazeh, things for Olam Haba. Moshe Kosev, Ani Hashem Elokecha, Olamdecha, Lohoil. I'm here to help you to teach you which way to walk. Okay. He said you don't need psukim for this because it's poshut logical. But that's a very important thing to know. that Hashem knows us better than we know ourselves. Hashem made us from the beginning. Everything He structured, Yesh Me'ayin, and He's Mashgiach, and He knows what's good for us much better than we would ever know. We think this is good for us. No, you thought it was good for you, but you realize afterwards it wasn't good for you. You know, you think this, you think that. Only Hashem really understands and knows what's good for us, so that we can trust Him to do what's good for you, because first of all, He's Merachem, infinite Rachamim, and He knows what's good for you. So at this point already, you already have an enormous tfisa on the betochen that you can have in Hashem. This is a very important one, because even if Hashem knows what's good for you, and He's Merachem, He only wants good for you, and He knows what's good for you, maybe someone will get in the way. We saw that, we did this in Perek Beis. Maybe, I don't know, there's someone stronger than him. Someone will prevent him from doing it. He'll be sick today. He won't be able to get there. He won't be able to. No, Hashem is Yosem Mikola Chazokim. Vaftochosoi Vetsivui Vhein Kaimim Vyetsivim Yosem Mikola Aftochos Vetsivuim. Hashem promises something. If Hashem asks you to do something, He gives you a command or whatever, you can rely on that. Hashem says, this is what we're going to do. That's it. It's in the bag. No one can change Hashem's mind. Whatever Hashem does, He does. He wants, He does. And so too, all the words that come out of my mouth won't come back to me empty. Because I do whatever I want. That's Hashem. Nobody can prevent Him from doing what He wants to do from His source of rachamim and based on what's good for you. So you already have three aspects here that make the betochen already very, very good. But you have to get these. We're learning them just in our heads now. You'll see that everybody knows there's a disconnect. Even though we know this, it should be potshut. We should be the calmest, most relaxed people no matter what's going on. Nothing should maziz us already. Because you know that Hashem is merachem on you with an infinite rachamim. You know that He knows exactly what's good for you. That means nothing can happen to you that's not good for you. And we know also that no one can get in His way. If He wants to do something, He'll do it. And what does He want to do? He wants to only do good for us. And He can do it because He has the ability. And He knows what's good for us. So even at this point, if we had internalized these three things, never mind the five bombers and whatever, if you just had these three things clear, you'd already be like, you'd be the most relaxed, calm, manuchas and avish person in the world. You know, and we're not there. We're not holding there. We know that. So we don't have it boru, and we haven't internalized it. That's where the work is. Tnai Ravi. Shavos Baruch Mashgiach al Hanogos Kol Bnei Adam. Kodesh Baruch Hu supervises every aspect of a human being, all his anhogah. Hu lo masiach es daita mehem v'lo misale mehem. He doesn't stop thinking about them for 1 second. He doesn't ignore them. Yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu's thinking about us and he's watching us and mashgiching over us every minute, every second. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu would stop thinking about us, we'd cease to exist. Rebbe Chaim says that. Kodesh Baruch Hu, he says, when a person builds a building, so he takes the wood and he makes the building. If he would leave and go live in another country, the building would carry on standing. It's not like Hashem. Hashem creates us Yesh Me'ayin, and therefore the only key we have is because Hashem's willing it into existence every moment. That's Bechol Yom Oseh Tamid Ma'aseh Bereishis. Every second Hashem's creating the world. We don't see it because it happens so quickly. The world just looks like it's carrying on automatically. But in essence, what's really happening is Hashem is creating the world, Yesh Me'ayin, every moment. So we don't see that it happens too quickly. The world just looks like one long flow. So if Hashem would stop for 1 second, if it Messiah dies from us, we'd cease to exist. The fact that I'm here now means that Hashem's thinking about me now, otherwise I wouldn't be here. It's a frightening thought there.
They say at Rosh Hashanah, like the old movie reels, that there's like a little, there's a slide or a picture of each little thing. But when it turns around, when you're watching the movie, it's like it's constantly, it looks like one flow, but really it's each little picture.
Yeah, they use that marshal. Rubel used to use that marshal a lot for a lot of different aspects and whatever. That's a famous marshal. that they use for the way that Akash Bolchu does things here is using the old projectors on the wall, you know, the light behind it and the film, which has the negative, and then the chants on the wall. Yo, that's a very good marshal, like animation. It looks like everything, but it's not. It's just that Hashem's willing it into existence every moment. If you would stop willing it into existence, it would cease to exist. So therefore, you know that's Tanai Ravi. You know that Akol Bochu is thinking about us all the time. There's nothing hidden from him. The smallest thing and the biggest thing. We have things inside of us that are frighteningly small. Eh? You know, small as viruses. It's terrifying. Eh? Rabbi Tetz gave a shit a few months ago on that, and he showed certain things to show you comparisons, whatever. But I didn't cup it. But somebody told me the other day, you can get 900 of these viruses onto a hair. You take one of your hairs onto the, not on the length, the width of your hair. All right? So across the width of your hair, you could fit 900 cells of this virus across. That's how tiny it is. And look what it does. Look how powerful it is. So the smallest thing, and there's much smaller things in our bodies. Much smaller things than that in our bodies going on. The things that are much smaller than a virus. You know? So the smallest thing Hashem is mashgiach, and the biggest thing. The biggest thing, Hashem, nothing's hidden from him. And now this is the thing that
stop checking your phone.
We lost you again, Rabbi. Oh, he's gone completely.
Oh, no, he's abandoned us. Yeah. Hopefully he can join back. Hopefully he can join back his own meeting.
He's coming back. Hello. Joe's trying to come back. Jonathan, how are you doing, man?
Yeah, good on you, Shlomo. I can't believe you're in Israel, man. It's so exciting. How's it been going?
Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. The thing just like, I just got lost. I don't know what happened.
We thought you were playing with your phone again and answering phone calls.
No. Chas v'chalila. No one phones me on this phone. This phone's not a phone. It's whatever. It's a laptop. I mean, it's a phone, but I don't use it as a phone. So, I don't know. It just could be whatever. Okay. Gremlins. So this is what I wanted to say. This is one of the things that bothers us a lot. If Hashem's busy and he's bothered with some major big crisis in the world, that doesn't prevent him from being fully attentive to something that's small that's going on somewhere else. It's a moridika thing to get your brain around. How can Hashem have time for me? You know, there's major cosmic things going on out there. Got to make sure that the sun and the moon and the cosmic galaxies and billions and trillions of, I mean, beyond our comprehension and little tiny things that are going on, the atoms and the molecules and whatever. And Hashem is mashgiching all of that. So, he can be bothered with me with asking for my, you know, please can you help me fix my doll, you know? No. That's a moidika idea that.
Are you ever meant to get your head around something like that?
You can't.
You can just hear the words, but like it's like saying, how do you understand Hashem's infinite? You can't.
We can't understand. I'm glad you raised it. Our job's not to understand how that can be. Our job is to have betochen and ma'amin and be clear that it is. Why? Because what's going to interfere with your betochen is, Hashem loves me, he's caring for me, and he knows what's good for me, and no one can get in his way, he is mashgiach on everything or whatever, but you know, there's going to be, maybe he's going to be caught up in something else one day and then he'll forget about me for 30 seconds. No, he won't. Hashem's watching you, taking care of you all the time. Those thoughts that we have that because Hashem loves somebody else, he can't love me, and because he's taking care of some big cosmic, you know, he's busy dealing with the Chinese, you know, he hasn't got time for little me, and not just little me, but little me, if you need something little small or whatever, you know, just help me get across the road, or please can I find a parking? You know, Hashem hasn't got time for that. Get those thoughts out of your head. Because otherwise your betochen is going to be shepherded. No.
But it's very hard because you hear words, but you don't know what they mean.
So, I told you right in the beginning. I told you right in the beginning.
That's cute. Like, what must you do with that?
So that's what I told you. These tanaim that we're busy discussing now, you have to take them and work them through. You have to work them. They're all, reading them once doesn't do it. Reading the ones does help. It's better than not reading it. But you have to take one of these, spend a week on each one, 7 weeks, give yourself or a day on each one, let's say, and think about it and look at it, analyze it, and accept it as a truth.
Even more, but it ties into the theme of everything that we've been learning from Pirkei Machshava, from Haftarah B'Sefer. It's all the same concepts. So you're hearing these concepts that are in total contrast to what we actually live. You know, you're saying you've got free will, but you're saying Hashem does everything. You're saying you must trust in Hashem, and He's always doing everything, and He's got everything on His mind at the same time, yet you've got no clue what that even means. It muddles it up a lot. It practically makes it challenging to live like that.
You have to stop using the word you and you start using the word I. It's not you don't have a clue what you're talking about, but I don't have a clue what he's talking about. That first thing, when you're dealing in a Muslim kind of environment, stop using the word you. Use the word I. That's number one, okay? And number two is no, you don't get it. You can. You have to work at it. The things you understand now that you didn't understand a month ago. You do have more clarity than you had before. You don't have clarity? Of course not. You can pick up the coals. We've said that. You can't understand the infinite. But we do understand Hashem's infinite and He loves me. Well, then, yeah, He's not going to take His mind off it. And when someone's infinite, they're not limited. So you're thinking about me and you. What helps here is what Rav speaks about is the fact that you bnei b'chayr yisrael, you're an only child. There is no one else in the world. Hashem's only concerned about me. As an aside, the other people in the world that Hashem takes care of as well, but he's primarily concerned about me. That's Bishvi Liv Nivra Olam. But yeah, you're right, Yonah. This takes a lot of work. You know, it's not the first time that I'm opening the sefer. And yeah, it's a battle. And you know when it's a battle? Not when I'm sitting here learning it. When I'm sitting here learning it, this is poshut. What we're learning now for me is poshut. That's not where the problem comes in. The problem comes in is when something happens that you're not happy. I used the marshal this morning in the Pirkei Machshava, but Eli will remember this. You know, when you come to the fridge just before the fast and you want to have a coffee before Alois and you open the fridge and the milk's bad, yeah? There's no milk. And you know you're not going to do the day if you don't have this coffee now. So now what do? Black coffee. And it's 5 o'clock, it's like 4:45 in the morning. And you want to go back to sleep because you got up for slichus at 6:30. That's when the chobisos flies out the window and you're not upset with us because there's no milk. You start thinking, well, like, you know, why couldn't she be somewhere that's you know, that's ray for blame. You know, why couldn't tell me or what, you know, it's after 2 days. So the milk, there was no milk per se, the little bit of milk left was bad. That's when the problems start. The problem doesn't start when you're sitting in Chovas HaLavavas, giving a shiur, learning, or sitting in your room meditating these concepts. These concepts are part of it. If you're trying to understand, in trying to things you can't understand, but put that aside. I don't have a problem that if Hashem's infinite, then He knows everything. And that because He's busy with the Chinese, He can still be busy with me. I can't understand how that's possible, but I know that's true. I have no problem with it. But this morning when I opened the fridge and the milk was out, I didn't think about Hashem. Allah, Allah, it was the furthest thing from my mind. That's where the problem is. The problem is when you have nishayness. To be totally chilled and relaxed, like that woman I told you about, that Rafram said about a woman, they had a car accident. And as the bang took place, when most people were screaming, she said, thank you, Hashem. That's somebody that's working on themselves, that's practicing. That doesn't come automatically. When you open up the fridge at 4 o'clock in the morning because you want to have a cup of coffee before 5 days of Rosh Hashanah, you know, davening outside in the 36 degree heat and you're exhausted and whatever, all you want is a nice cup of coffee and then go back to sleep for a few minutes before you get up for slichas on Tzom Gedalia, and the last thing in your mind is thank you Hashem. It's oof, and why and late in the day and I realized. But the problem is not understanding the theory behind it. It's applying it. But Esther says, you have to, in order to work on Batochen, you have to savor these things and you have to repeat them time after time after time after time. It's like the fighter pilot. You take a guy and you want to make him 5 fighter pilots. So you don't just put him in the plane and let him fly. You put him in one of these flight simulators and you drill him and drill him and drill him until he's like, he can't sleep. And you're drilling him more and you wake him up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you throw him into the simulator, do things and whatever. Eventually, he just does it automatically. He just comes. You know, you're in a car crash, not you. This woman's in a car crash. And she says, thank you, Hashem. You know, we can get it. Rav Moshe Feinstein slams the door in his hand and he doesn't cry. Okay, that I don't know how. That is beyond me. How you get your body. No, if it's something in your mind, you can get your mind to reflect. But to get your body to reflex, I don't know how you do that. I don't know. There were people walking around in our direction. He lived in the Lower East Side of New York, you know, and yet he was able to do that. So, yeah, you can do this. The philosophy behind it and whatever, it's not helpful to go there because you're just never going to get this clear. I don't have any problem with the fact that Hashem loves me. He cares for me. He's whatever he wants, whenever he wants, and he's unlimited in whatever he's doing. The fact that he's busy with 7 billion people in the world doesn't mean that he's not busy with me alone. I don't have a problem with that at all. I don't have a problem with that. Why should I have a problem with it? If I had all of and understood the infinite and then I had a problem with it, fine. But I know that I'm limited in understanding. Everyone's limited in understanding, but there were big Baal HaBetoch. For sure, the Skarov had a much level of standing than me. We're not even, it's not even, you can't compare. It's a chutzpah even. Using it as an illustration. The Skarov was the paradigm of a. He lived in a world, Enoid Milvado. He was able to avoid unbelievable miracles happening just because of his level of Tochen Enoid Milvado. Legendary. But he also would have told you, I don't understand the infinite. You know, for sure. Much more than I did. I mean, not even compared. He understood to what I understand. Not in comparison, they're like comparing two different stories. But in addition to what they used to stand, his gap is also humans. That didn't stop him being a real big betoch. So you have to be careful not to let the complexities behind Hashem's infinite oneness and greatness to get in the way of your betoch. You have to be careful that that happen. And it's very common. Very common. You know, you're having a problem. You think the first is, well, you know, Hashem, this is from Hashem. I trust Hashem. I know this is good for me. But you don't feel good. You know, that's diving for today. But still, no, this is from Hashem. I call it Tova. Hashem loves me. Not hidden from me. If this wasn't supposed to happen, Hashem wouldn't have made it happen. And then it sort of starts putting in your head all these thoughts and whatever. And you know that you can't get your brain around it because you can't. Too big. We can't understand that. We can't understand how the world is. In the face of an infinite oneness, there's room for me. I don't understand. Good. But that doesn't stop me from being able to have a talk when I'm driving by, I'm in a hurry to a meeting. And because there's a set, there's a roadblock. And instead of taking 5 minutes to get into town, it's going to take you an hour and you're going to be late for your disappointment that took like 3 months to get. Yeah, that's kind of almost what happened to me. And you're sitting there and you think to yourself, like, 1 second, Hashem. So first you ask Hashem to, like, you know, make a miracle, let the roadblock go away. But Lamayas, you have to stop and think, second, if I'm here, this is where Hashem wants to be. Hashem knows I have a doctor's appointment, he's here. It's not like he's choosing. He forgot, oh, he's sure, doctor's appointment, I've organized that rock. So now I'll get around to it. I'm just busy taking care of world works. No. Hashem's taking care of the Chinese, Americans, and everybody, and the seas, and the galaxies, and whatever. And so knows that he made sure that there was a roadblock. And that the cars in front there and for fire. So I don't understand that. I don't have to understand that, but I know it's true. I'm where I am, it's where Hashem wanted to be. And if you wanted me to get to the point on time, what's the point in time?
But how can you know something's true without understanding it? Oh, I guess that's a bit of a silly question. You can know something.
That's a wonderful question. That's a wonderful question. No, that's a wonderful question. You the answer to your question, you know already.
Yeah, no, you know your parents.
You to do things that you don't know understand. Certain
things that you love. Okay, love, maybe that's a silly example, but there's certain things in life that you know whether you understand it or not, you know, you've got a brain in your head, how it works, what it does.
You can try somebody, you can go, you have surgery, person goes to surgery. He doesn't understand what an appendix surgery, whatever, even clue what the doctors do. But he knows by the evidence he has, he's done, he's just this doctor's vet at these operations, whatever. He does understand. But he trusts the doctor to do the best job because he knows the doctor has satisfied all his qualifications. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. We know we're dealing with betochen here, but in Achinami, the work in him has to happen for that. You can't have betochen. If you're still doubting that Hashem is all powerful, that Hashem is infinite, then you have to chazak those things also, sure. I don't have a problem with the fact, intellect. I don't have a problem with the fact. I'm in a pekak now. I'm in a fig jam now. Hashem knows that I'm meeting. I've got into this meeting. I know that the best thing is to be here now, not in the meeting. That's fine, actually. I don't have a problem with that. It doesn't stop me like getting agitated or whatever, because I'm not whole betochen. But at least my first thought is, okay, I call it tova, I call my, this I'm supposed to be. And slowly practice. It's been a lot of practicing in small things. Like today's dealing with the mold, the roadblock was small stuff. But if you practice with the small things, then Rahman and Slan things, you know, then you're more prepared for them, you're more ready for them. All I'm saying at this stage, yeah, we have to stop. All of this is the lack of understanding isn't an impediment to starting to work on betochen. If I don't understand, the more Torah you learn, the more still you learn, the more you learn Nefesh HaChaim, the more you understand how these things work, and you start understanding the chemistry, mechanics of how Kodesh relates to the world. For sure, then your betochen is going to grow. Obviously. I'm an Aretz Chosid. You want to get closer to Hashem. Why do you have to learn and understand the Torah more? But it's important to start working on betochen. Start. Because they're certain, no, for sure. Like you said, it's evidence. It's poshut logical. Poshut logical that Hashem loves us and cares for us and he created only to do good for us. You know, you have doubts about that. Well, I don't understand, whatever. No. Have to understand. You know that Hashem loves you and cares. The child doesn't understand why his mother loves him either. But he trusts mother. No, that's a tevet that's over naturally. So from that we have to learn. It's not given over naturally. The Imunah, the betochen is not given over naturally. That's why there's so many books written betochen. There's no books written for a baby to trust his mother. No baby had to go sit and learn a musas to trust his mother. Because he gets that beteva. But the betoch emunah in Hashem, it does have beteva. But it's obvious that it has to be there. That every 12-year-old Beis Yaakov girl, 13-year-old boy has to know that Akash Boch, who's the 13, he can't. And Imam Ibn Shavuot Boshma, who boy ringed Lekola Bruim. But also, he said, Kola Masi of Levod, there's nothing else. Shema Yisrael. Every 12-year-old has to know Shema Yisrael. How's that bull? Oh, Aristotle, the greatest philosophers in the world, get it. That Rabbi Chaim discusses. He says, you get your tav out the way.
Yeah, but you're right. The avoda is, it's practically applying it. It's a huge, huge avoda.
The emunah, we mentioned this right in the beginning. It's the theory, and tochen is the practice. If the theory is lacking, then the tochen won't work. In Achinami, if you don't believe Hashem loves you, if you don't have that in place, so then obviously why would you trust him? If these are the tnaim, you need to have these things in order to have the betochen. Without these tnaim, without these abdomas, you won't have betochen. That's what we're working on. But the deepest understanding of Hashem's mysterious ways or whatever, I don't need in order to be a baal betochen. But I agree, the more you do understand him, the more betochen you'll have. You know, I guess Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a betochen than me because he's a big betochen, but because he's much more in touch with the reality of Hashem through his Torah. He has so much Torah in him. His whole mind, his whole essence is orientated. He's so much stronger. And therefore, that automatically flows into the betochen. For sure. But you can get there, by learning Chovos HaLavavos. It doesn't say in the beginning of Chovos HaLavavos, don't open the safe until you've learned Kula Torah, and then start learning Chovos HaLavavos. No. It's like Shulchan Aruch. You have to learn Shulchan Aruch. Shatness. And you understand shatness. No, but you do it because Zara tells you to keep shatness. Be checked. And the guy checking it, you think he understands it? But he understands. When you, he's learned the law, he understands better. You wear tefillin, you learn the safest, no, but the safer learned it. So you understand more. I understand less. Same as betoch. The more you learn, the more you understand betoch. All right, Rabbi. I'm not a little bit tired. We all are, both. Long week. And it's only Monday.
Are we going to have a share next Monday? Motzi Yom Kippur, Rabbi?
I'm joking. You should. I mean, they have Avos Habonim Motzi Yom Kippur. I don't know. I don't know.
Last night, I've done a share.
Yesterday was crazy. I mean, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, I'm having nights outside. Very intense davening with everything going on around us and whatever. Yeah. And everyone davening in different places. I had people in my family, only four at home now. But everyone in a different place, different times. Mm. I finished first at 10:30. Son finished 12:30. My daughter finished 2.
Jeez.
You know, wow. So you told us, it was crazy. It was amazing. It was unbelievable. It was like, wow, my expectations. But totally exhausted. I don't know what's going to be Yom Kippur. I can't imagine. I don't know how I'm going to do this on Yom Kippur. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what's going
to
be.
You'll have to do nights again.
So, that's a real big... Where did you daven grow, Shlomo?
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was really beautiful.
Yeah, you see, you're inside with an air conditioner and whatever. I davened outside.
Yeah.
In the hottest
side of Israel. No.
Jeez, Raf, you live in Tifracha. You should be used to it for now.
No, you're not used to 36. It was 36 at 10:00 in the morning. Get used to that.
That's not normal. That is extra. No, I'm not complaining. Crazy. You could have died of a heat stroke, man. Difficult, you know.
Okay,
we built an unbelievable amazing, I mean, place.
A good year, please, God.
We had fans, and we had a break. I made kid drink, I made water in the sake, and we davened quickly, which Nate's at Hoppus 10. The davened inside, finished at 12. And it wasn't geschlep. I was dealing with the Rav Tifra. He's not a reform rabbi, you know what I'm saying? He davened from the Amud, he davened properly, but he knows how to daven properly and not schlep. So it was an unbelievable experience for me. And and I'm preparing for it. You know that, Jonathan, we've been speaking about it morning Vada.
You've been preparing for it. You've put in work.
Worrying me the whole little is how do you Rosh Hashanah? So we put a work into it.
Rav, I have to go. My daughter's waiting for me. Thank you so much. Rav, Shlomo, also take care. And we'll
all the best.
No, I don't have to go. I'm sorry.
All the best.
Take good care. Gmach Sima Tova. Take good care.
You too.